Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. CESA and the Valley celebrating CSA week next week, where you can get community-supported agriculture, farm shares. Your and my, we go to the same farm.
Yes, we do.
So that's
and we're excited because that's just always amazing when you go there and it's like, the farmer's opened up for me again. And this is a chance for people who do have farm shares to bring their friends and for people who have never gone before to check it out and just see if they like the idea.
Meanwhile, I don't know about you, Phil, but I'm assuming, and I, or at least my wife, have a garden in our own home where we are working on our own stuff, growing our own herbs, certain vegetables, strawberries, and things like that. So
we have a his and her garden.
Well, that's sexist.
Well, it isn't. I do the quantity. She does the quality.
What do you grow, mandrakes?
I'm a commodity farmer. I grow corn and some butternut squash.
Some more phallic-looking items in the garden.
I never realized that. Thank you, Monty.
You're welcome. If you want to figure out how to tend your garden, though, at the Hadley Garden Center, they cater to the local hero in you. Tom Giles, you're from the Hadley Garden Center, and you've brought an array of items to use at our own home, in our own garden.
Well, I thought I'd bring a sample of some beneficial nematodes over here. These are beneficial nematodes.
Sounds like a Star Trek sort of.
Little tiny beneficial worms that will go after the bad guys in the soil. Particularly one I have here is to go after grubs. So folks who have trouble with Japanese beetle grubs or rose chafer, European chafer, will attack your vegetables and flowers.
So it looks like a little styrofoam wiffle ball.
This is what it comes in. It looks like something that someone could hang on their Christmas tree. The product inside is the little worms are actually on little ground up pieces of organic plant material. But anyway, it's a great natural way to control the insect pests that are bothering you.
What else?
I happen to bring over a cultivator because everybody should be, of course, going after the weeds and keeping their soil loose. And this one happens to be a left-handed cultivator because we know that there are left-handed gardeners out there.
So it looks like a back scratcher, essentially. If I write righty and bat lefty, do I want that left-handed cultivator or just beneficial nematodes?
I think you'd have to try it out, Monty.
Let me put it in my hand. Well, I like it in the right hand, so I think I need to get a right-handed one.
We have those two.
All right. And what's the next thing you brought? Tom Giles from the Hadley Garden Center, who helped cultivate the local hero in all of us.
We have a lot of folks asking about tick control. And really, one of the things to do is to keep the lawn mowed, obviously, around the house. Mm-hmm. And this is a spray. Here again, it's a natural control. It's great for repelling mosquitoes and ticks. You know, it's like peppermint oil, geranium oil, cinnamon oil, natural repellents.
So what do they have against peppermint, these insects? Peppermint's so good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just like sugar.
I have a question. I have this row of blackberry bushes, and every year it seems like more of them don't really produce. And when I say they don't produce, I would say the berry doesn't come to fruition, actually. Any thoughts you have for my blackberry bushes?
Will also apply to my blueberry bush.
I guess we'd start by asking you what's been happening the preceding years. I mean, have you been feeding them over the years? Have you been pruning them?
I've been doing survival of the fittest.
That's what I've been doing, too, just letting it go.
We might start by trying to give them a little bit of fertilizer if, in fact, there's some big trees in the area that have gotten larger over the years and they're casting a shadow and all of a sudden these plants aren't getting as much sunlight as they used to. That could certainly determine how much fruit you're going to get.
And could I bring in some of the leaves and show you the actual...
Well, usually that's the best way for us to tell in case it happened to be a disease issue or an insect pest. We encourage folks to bring in good, fresh samples.
Right. What if I have one dead spot in my lawn that inexplicably, no matter what we try to do to that one dead spot, will not grow anything ever?
Have you buried anything under that spot, Monty?
No, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, maybe that's a place you should put some sculpture. No, I mean, I guess we'd ask a lot of questions, and perhaps at some point there might have been a driveway in that area many years before you arrived on the scene. There's got to be a reason why you're not being successful right there, and yet in an adjoining area you're able to grow grass.
So there's now a lot of box stores around. Probably some are actually helping you out because people learn that you're the folks that can answer these kind of questions. But the other part of your business that's different is that you're actually buying from local farms.
Well, for instance, our organic vegetable starters, we get those from Atlas Farms and also from Red Fire Farm. We bring in annuals and perennials from some local flower growers. And actually, since I've been at the store, I started back in 1973, and the previous owners always would go out and get their, you know, vegetable starter seedlings and the annual plants from the local people just because they could go out and view them. I mean, it was from a practical standpoint. They could go out and see what was ready, what was available. It was great to work with the local farms because they knew enough not to bring us a load, even though we had it scheduled. Don't bring it because there's going to be a frost that night or maybe heavy rain. We could have a real busy day and be out of something, call them up, and they'd be there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with some more product. So it was always the smart thing to do. But now we know, I mean, we are, in fact, supporting them, supporting their livelihood.
So it was a smart thing for you to do, and now it's the right thing for all of us to do.
Because, you know, there may be a couple other options very close to the Hadley Garden Center where you could buy something that might cause the blight of all tomatoes in the Pioneer Valley. Or you could support your local hero right across the street at the Hadley Garden Center, who's buying these crops from your other local heroes and helping to cultivate the local hero within you. Tom Giles from the Hadley Garden Center and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.